what's up, Jeff Zimpfer. Thanks for tuning into the Mortgage Marketing Radio Podcast. Hey, if you're a first-time listener here, thank you so much for being here. I'd love to know how you got here. Feel free to jump over to our Facebook group over on the Facebooks. You go to Mortgage Marketing Radio, type it in there. It's a group just for podcast listeners of the Mortgage Marketing Radio Podcast, like yourself. Love to connect with you more, see some of the good stuff happening over there on the Facebook. Secondly, if you've been listening for a while and you like this content, I would like to know the best way for you to let me know. Leave a review. Just take a moment and do the little tappy tappy thing wherever you're listening to this and get over to leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this fine production. And I hope you think it's a fine production. Before we get into this week's special guest, my question for you is, are you looking for unique and different ways to drive realtor engagement, conversations, awareness, and attention by way of social media? Aha, threw you a curveball, didn't I? Well, stay tuned because our two special guests coming to you all the way from Canada are going to be talking about how they use a unique little known feature of Instagram that may just be proved to be surprising and useful for you. Stick around for another moment for that. Before we get into that, of course, it is time for the success story of the week, or perhaps stories. It's getting so much that I don't even remember which stories I'm telling you every single week, because to be honest with you, I don't keep track. I just try and bring a new one in from our private Facebook group, from our members of My Agent Classes. What do we do in our My Agent Classes platform? We help you move from solicitor and vendor to partner and peer. We help you attract realtors instead of chase. We help you increase trust and accelerate referrals by reaching agents at scale with an impactful value proposition that draws agents to want to work with you, helping you become the preeminent mortgage originator in your local market, leading with education and classes using our turnkey platform of My Agent Classes. Success story of the week. If I have not shared this before, this just came out a couple of weeks ago. Win of the week from Marlene. Marlene held her first class. She had everyone fill out a class survey and put the list of classes in there and asked everyone circle which classes they'd love to see next. So they got a lot of agents saying, I want to come to your next class on this topic. She followed up on Mondays with the calls to all the agents who attended. She has scheduled 2 follow-up appointments, and 2 broker owners who are at her class requested Marlene come to their offices to teach a class. You want to grow your reach. You want to have impact. By the way, how often do you think you'd get invited in to teach a class about loans, about interest rates? Does it happen? Sure. Does it happen a lot? No. Look, in the current market we're in, people need context. People need guidance, right? People need a lighthouse, and you can be that beacon of light, helping people find their way, helping them solve problems, using educational content to do that. Thereby, you shift the perception of being a vendor and now to that of peer and partner. It can happen for you as well. What does it take to succeed with our platform? You got to be coachable. You need an open mind. You have to be willing to get a little bit outside of your comfort zone, follow a proven process, attend our weekly mastermind and coaching calls, and put in the time and the effort. Do that, and you'll start to get some of the same results that you're hearing from these weekly success stories that I talk about every single week. I don't know if it's for you. It's not right for everybody, but maybe it could be for you. How do you know? Well, ideally, you've already been in the business for a couple of 3 years at least, if not more. You're already doing 2 to 3 loans minimum per month, if not more. And what you realize is that you're looking for a more efficient, scalable, leveraged way to attract versus chase real estate agents that lead to conversations and produce referrals, essentially endless referrals on demand for you. Want to learn more? Here's where you go to learn, mortgagemarketing.pro. Mortgagemarketing.pro. Book a call with me. We'll have a chat. We'll see if we are a fit for each other. Okay, my special guest this week, coming to you from the Great White North up there in Canada. These two gentlemen and I connected some time ago, Tom Moffitt and Brandon Love. We're talking about innovative strategies they're using, Instagram broadcast channels to connect with realtors. This is about creating exclusive broadcast channels and utilizing the close friends feature. And in a pretty unique way that I've not really heard anybody really talk about before. So I hope I'm bringing this to you as newsworthy, as potentially impactful for you, because Tom and Brandon, they have their own private community on Instagram of last I looked, I think it was 200 plus real estate agents through to whom they're communicating with on a weekly basis. They're getting engagement and conversations, and they're getting referrals and contracts. So what this is, the excerpt you're hearing on this episode is a snippet of one of our weekly mastermind and coaching calls that we do for members only in our MyAgent Classes platform. But I decided, and by the way, in that platform, what I do is once a month, I bring in a special guest. So what you're going to hear today is an edited version of that conversation. You're not hearing the entire call. You're not hearing some of the other success stories and best practices we do around marketing and approaching agents and hosting classes and so forth. You're just going to hear the special guest section that features Tom Brandon, all about how they're using broadcast channels. I share this once in a while because it might be useful for you to hear what else we do inside our platform. I have had my members come to me and say, they've told me that when it comes to talking about my platform, my agent classes, I should sell the weekly calls more than I do. And while I'm not here to sell you, what I am here to do is share with you, right, an insights, a behind the scenes, look over our shoulder, sit at the top of the stairs and listen in as we talk about this unique method, Instagram broadcast channels, to grow your personal brand, to grow your engagement, and to grow your business. Now, in the show notes are going to be links to Tom and Brand's Instagram profile, their YouTube channel. So if you want to learn more, go follow them. But just listen to this episode and follow along. If you think there's something useful for you, well, go start your own Instagram broadcast channel. And if you got some questions about it, hey, hop into our Facebook group over there for the podcast, Mortgage Marketing Radio. That's where you can get continued access to us and stuff and we're doing over there. So without further ado, let's get into this week's show. Second time, we got to jump and transition to our special guests for today, all the way from the great north. I want to allow these two gentlemen to introduce themselves because we're going to talk about something that they brought to my attention, actually. And I've seen it and I've been a part of it, but I haven't really paid a ton of attention to it until Tom and I got connected and I started learning more about Instagram broadcast channels. So let's start with the intro. Tom, if you want to go first, intro who you are, what do you do? And then we'll take Brandon.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tom here. Hey, everyone. Hope you guys are well. Like you said, Jeff, out from up north here in Canada. And as I'm listening, it's pretty funny because a lot of the stuff we do is very, very similar. Like it's Brandon and I, we went down the whole rabbit hole of Google My Business not too long ago as well. And we merged businesses last September, I think. Yeah, last September. And from there, we really wanted to build out more of like a social presence. And from day one, we really had in mind, like, we just wanted to target realtors. Like, we didn't want to build this huge following on social to get direct to consumer leads. Like, although those are nice, we were just like, from day one, let's just target realtors, build up our portfolio of realtors, get those warm referrals in. And that kind of led us into two different strategies that we'll pretty much talk about today with Instagram.
Awesome. Brandon, want to introduce yourself?
Sure thing. So my name is Brandon Love, business partners with Tom Moffitt. We've been sharing a lot of our strategies on our podcast, Commission Breath, and that's where we kind of connected with Jeff there. And we're happy to come on this call today and unpack some of those for you and do a deep dive on it, because we feel like the best way to learn is to teach. And it sounds like a lot of you have that same mindset as well in your businesses. So I absolutely love that.
By the way, what a great name for a podcast, right? Commission Breath.
Thanks.
Who's the audience of that you guys are targeting?
It's all mortgage brokers and loan officers. So it's all geared towards them. And then we have found that over the past couple episodes, we've had more realtors reach out because they're listening as well. A lot of the strategies carry over. So a little bit of crossover there.
Awesome. Yeah. And so we can find that on various podcast syndication platforms, Commission Breath.
Yeah. Yeah,
everywhere.
Anywhere you listen to your podcast, YouTube, et cetera.
What part of Canada are you in?
Toronto. We're just outside of the Toronto area. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what I'm going to do is this is, or you can do this as well, Tom, but I was experimenting before this call and I can do the screen mirroring from my mobile phone to your account. Yeah. So why don't we start with this before I do that? Why don't you, if you could, just give us the layman's explanation of broadcast channels on Instagram and why that would be relevant or somebody watching this might want to consider that?
Yeah. So broadcast channels are, it's a very unique platform that's built within Instagram, and it's slowly being rolled out to the creator profiles within Instagram. So before we dive into it, if you could check on your phone, make sure you have a creator profile, not a business one, not a personal, has to be creator. And we'll dive into like how to check to see if you have broadcast channels or not. But the high level of it is basically you create almost like this Facebook group community within Instagram, and every message you send through to it is going into people's direct inbox. So it's a one-to-many method form of communication. So the way I use it is I attract all of these realtors into my broadcast channel, and every week I send out an update, whether it's on the market, social media tips, which is exactly what you guys are talking about. I funnel them into this group, and then I send out that message once a week, goes out to everyone, but in a form of one DM through their inbox.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to attempt to share my mobile phone while I'm sharing a Zoom screen. How's this going to be fun? Let's try this. See if I can do this. Share screen, Google Chrome. All right.
The whole idea behind it is our call to action might be a bit different than you guys, but it's going to work very well for you, because what I do is I funnel them into this group. My call to action is to get their email addresses. And then from there, I nurture them through email. And for you guys, you can do the same, but it could be like an invite to your whatever you're pitching, whether it's Google Business or your whatever classes you're teaching. That could be the call to action. You could put that Zoom link right in the channel for all of them to join every week or however long you're doing it.
Are you seeing your profile on the screen?
Yep.
Okay. So what you'll see for people who have a broadcast channel is right down below here where it says mortgages for realtors. That is the link that I would tap to join or jump into. Now I'm already joined your broadcast channel, but what I was doing is I was going back through your content, and I'm going to run on this for a second, Tom, and then you guys can chime in on this. But you can see at the top, he's got 276 members in there. Okay. And I was scrolling through your content. Actually, it brought me to your latest post every time I log in, but I wanted to go back a bit. So pardon the scroll on the screen for a moment, guys, but I wanted to give you some context in terms of the type of content that you can put in this thing. Here you see a link to his podcast. There was one that stood out for me. You've got videos.
Yeah.
So one-off video messages. What's the max length on those? Do you know?
I believe those are 60 seconds, just like any DM video message on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I've only done a couple of those. I found the Loom link more effective because I like to go a bit longer than 60 seconds. So I'll share my screen on those ones. But those are for like, if you wanted to do like a quick message, like an update on the Fed announcement or something like that, you can bang that out and just put that video right in there. Yep. And the cool thing is you have so many different types of features that you can put in that channel, like edit, like voice note, video, polls. You can do all of that in this group.
All right. So here's an Loom example. This is 3 things in 3 minutes. What are you typically doing in that?
So I try to do a variety in those 3 minutes. It usually goes out to 5 minutes, but that's kind of like a running joke with it. Right. I'll touch on market updates. I'll touch on social media tips that are very granular and specific, and any business development stuff that I can share with my realtors. I'll share email templates, any social media templates I'll share. And I used to put it right in the actual group, but then I had a couple of mortgage brokers up in Canada join and kept snagging them. So I now it's actually better, because what I do is the call to action is I have them DM me after. I say, hey, if you want the template, send me a DM and I'll send it to you over email. Even though I can just send them a link over Canva, I want the email address.
So let's, by the way, on a pause on that strategy for a second, because when somebody is joining your broadcast channel, I mean, if they have their email displayed in their profile, you can get it there, but that's not a guarantee. So you're using a strategy to be able to build your own opted-in list, essentially, of real estate agents.
Yeah, because then when I nurture them through my Friday email, it's not as bad as pulling their email off of like online and they're going to see the email come in, be like, how did this guy even get my email? They right. know me. They knew that they gave me their email address. So I've never had any realtor on my realtor list ask to be opted out of it.
Yes, I'm going to go back to more current. I just wanted to show you guys some of the data or the content examples. You know, I love that you're essentially kind of, you know, this is a community you've built. It's like, and your communication is very kind of casual and friendly, right? Morning, realtor fam, everything you need to know about rates, you know, blah, 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 down below, et cetera, et cetera. You can do polls as well.
Yeah, you guys might think that one's pretty cool. I asked them, like, what do you want out of this group? And like by a landslide, social media was the topic that won. And that just reinstated the fact that they're hungry for social media stuff, which is exactly what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. And then this here is this an image?
Yeah, that was, that's a Canva template that they can use and tweak.
Oh, it's a link to the Canva template. And that's why the image is showing up. Okay. Interesting. Is anybody getting some pretty cool ideas?
And I was even thinking while you guys were chatting at the start of this, you could even pitch this to them as a class. Like if you have your own channel, you start learning how it works, you could then pitch this to the realtor like, hey, this is how you can start a broadcast channel. This is why it'd be of benefit to you and your business. And I actually had a realtor reach out to me this week and he's in this and he called me because he had his brokerage had someone like a realtor go on and do training about this. So he was just picking my brain as to like, hey, how can you start this? Like, what are the things you've experienced with it? So there's a market out there. Most people don't really know about this feature yet, but it's getting rolled out and more popular as the months go on. And I think realtors can use this for like off-market deals in their local market. Like the possibilities are endless with it.
Absolutely. So I'm going to pause screen sharing for a moment if I can. And I want to unpack some of the other things you shared with me. Stop mirroring. How's that, guys? I was able to do screen sharing while we're in the Zoom. I feel pretty proud of myself.
Genius.
Right? Genius. Okay. You had shared with me, and I know we got questions going in the chat, so I want to address those too. When did you start the broadcast channel?
I started this in September. Yeah. September of last year.
And now you have 276. How are you getting people in there?
Yeah. So the strategy is there. It's all through DMs. So what I do is I'll follow a certain amount of people per day and it's all realtors. So I started off having a VA do this and then he went over the limit for Instagram and kind of had me in the shit list. So I was like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to do this on a manual basis. So what I do is I do every hour, I'll do 10 realtor followings, which my wife does for me now. So she'll follow 10 realtors an hour. And then 30% of those 10 realtors on average are going to follow you back. And then that's when you send them a video DM. And the video DM is all you're saying is, hey, Tom here. Just wanted to quickly say thanks for the follow. I also want to take a second and invite you to my broadcast channel. What is it? Well, it's for you specifically as a realtor. I'm going to drop the link down here below. I have this, this, and this in it. And go check out the content. There's already a bunch there.
And is that a one-off for customized for every realtor?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're naming them like, hey, Tom, hey, Kevin, hey, right? So they know it's not automated.
Exactly. And the conversion rate on that is 30% of people you send that message to will opt into it on like my stats.
Right.
Yeah.
What's come of it so far for you in terms of engagement, conversations, and deals?
Yeah. So the cool thing is I'm just in growth mode right now. So I haven't even taken the time to like circle back and direct message them to hop on a call. So what I'm doing is I'm growing the channel, getting email addresses. And through that, which I didn't expect, was realtors sending me leads without even hopping on a call with them, hopping on a meeting. And so I've gotten I've gotten leads out of nowhere from that. I've gotten a few meetings just from natural conversations with them reaching out to me. And I think about 30-ish emails.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Questions, comments, thoughts? Is anyone here already doing a broadcast channel?
Hey, Tom, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So
I'm not sure if you're in Canada, so I'm not sure if you guys have stricter rules when it comes to texting than we do in the United States. But do you guys also incorporate the Reach app into all of those? You take all those agents, 267, and put them into the Reach app, where now you can be able to text them videos as well, and you know, send them whatever you want via text. Do you guys have any rules like that to prevent that?
Brandon, yeah, you're a big text guy.
Yeah, Canada does have like privacy rules and direct contact laws, like anti-spam legislation on that kind of thing. So unless someone opts in to receive texts, you can't send them anything. So there's not really, I've never heard of the Reach app. Maybe it's a thing here, but I've never heard of it. But like direct text marketing gets you on a pretty nasty list if you do it without their consent.
Without Trudeau's consent. Got it.
Yeah. Has to go through the filter.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yes. But like, texting is awesome. One way we do it is when we nurture them through email, we do Friday emails, which is some of the same content that we're putting in the channel, but it's more longer form videos with more personalized touches. And we send that one-to-one, but it's through another app called Yam. If you've ever heard of that, that connects to Gmail. And we do a video in there every Friday, and that's our nurturing list. And then Brandon, you're a big call guy still. I'm just strictly DMs now, but we have our both different styles of connecting with realtors and nurturing that. But the broadcast channel is a way to funnel them in, get their information, and then go from there. And that's one method we use on Instagram. And then I guess once we chat more about this, we can dive into the second one for those of you that don't have access to it yet.
Yeah, I see some questions coming in. Someone saying I'm set to entrepreneur, don't see creator, not having access. That's something funny enough. Tom has access. I don't have access. So we've been forced to pivot that on my client and realtor list and see how we can get some of those leads still in and nurture those people. So if you don't have access, it's one of those things that unfortunately Instagram hasn't rolled out to everyone. I've tried to get it myself in different ways. I've messaged Instagram, not very responsive and not a lot of action in that respect. But what you can do is take those realtors and add them as a close friend on Instagram. So you can mark them as a close friend. Then anything you share to your story, share directly to close friends. It'll prioritize going to them and they'll be like, they'll see a little green circle around it that shows it's exclusive to them, makes them feel like more of the inner circle that way. And then what I just do is I nurture more over like the ones who I do have consent to text, I'll text or call them and then have some of the conversations more long form that way. So it is a bit more of a bottleneck and a pain in the butt to do from, a one to many perspective, but that's the workaround for the time being until Instagram rolls it out to everyone.
Yeah. So, and I know we're talking about realtors, but you could even do this for consumers. Like if you want to go direct to consumer, you can do like a first time home buyer, like whatever your niche is, real estate investors, you can do that. Like the possibilities are endless there, but that's broadcast channel. We can go on to close friend strategy unless someone wants to chat a bit more about that.
I do want to talk about close friend strategy for sure. I'm glad you brought that up. Does it make sense for me to keep the profile open while we talk about that?
I guess for a second. Basically, close friends strategy, if you don't have the broadcast channel, this is what I was doing before the broadcast channel, is it's still another way to get more realtor partners. And the way I do it is when you add, like, do you guys know what the close friends setting is in Instagram? So when you click that following button, I don't know if you could do it through your screen share or not, but there should be an arrow next to follow. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, add to close friends list, that star right there. So once you do that, you're going to create this list that are called your close friends. And anything you post, you have the option, whether it's a story or an actual individual post, a reel, you have the option to just push it to your close friends and nobody else. So the way I was doing what it was, I was adding every single realtor that I followed on my list. So I had like 600 and something on my list. And anytime that I wanted a realtor to see something, I would put them on that close friends list.
There's James and Travis coming up in my feed.
little Bradley Cooper action.
Nice. but yeah, so the way we did it was when those realtors see the green circle around a story or a green circle around a content piece, they're attracted to that because, like, why the heck is this guy adding me on my close friends list? So they click on it, and you're going to have a strong hook with whatever you're doing. And you're going to make it clear that it's for them as a realtor. So you're going to say, like, realtors, listen up. And then you get into your point. And then that's going to create conversations through DM. And same strategy, you just don't have the actual broadcast channel itself.
Okay, so the close friends thing, let's think about that in the context of teaching classes. My strategy would be anybody who shows up for your class, you go to their Instagram and add them as a close friend once you're connected. Once you do, you have to be obviously friends or following each other to do that, I assume.
I think you can add anyone on your close friends list that you are following. I don't think they have to follow back. I could be wrong on that, but okay. You obviously want them to follow back because then they'll seal it, right?
Yeah. Now, I mean, look, just be careful with this, right? I mean, if there's zero connection or engagement, I mean, it depends. But by the way, here's what I would do. If I'm teaching a class, you know, and I'm thinking about, like, is it relevant to do this even when it's not an Instagram related class? I think perhaps, but I would probably be bold enough to let people know, hey guys, just so you know, everybody who's here today, you're going to get a DM from me or a follow on Instagram, and I'm going to add you to my close friends list because did you like today's content? Would you like more of this type of stuff? And so you can either do that for your close friends thing or do that to kind of promote your broadcast channel. So if you do want to do a broadcast channel, obviously you can promote that in the class itself. But a lot of, you know, what are we talking about here? We're talking about continuing the engagement in the community following the class. Some people have a Facebook group and they do really well with that. Some people don't want to do a Facebook group. Some people are more IG, right? And if that's you, then this is your version of that.
Yeah, and I would even add, if you don't even want to do either strategy, I think the biggest takeaway would be if, like, DMs are by far like an underutilized thing in both of our, well, in our industries, the mortgage industry. And I feel like nobody sends you video messages. And if you can do that, you follow realtors, they follow you back, and you send these video messages out. Your call to action could be whatever you want. It can be to your next class, but you do that over time. Like, the first DM could be like, hey, Mr. Realtor, thanks for following me. Just checked out your profile. Love that post you did about 123 Sunset Drive. Really unique, really cool. And then you follow back on that in a week or two, and you can put them on this list to know to go back to them and then invite them to whatever your call to action is.
Exactly. And just to add a layer to that, if you are actively using a lot of call and text already, and you're taking time to go to this person's profile and add them to their page, take a few notes when you're there. So are they like a San Francisco fan? I can see the hat in the background, Jeff. Are they, you know, a big American flag? Whatever the little thing about them is that you can write down and have that note. When you call or text them, try to draw something back to that. And then it really starts to make them feel like, hey, you know what? He has me in his close friends. He actually cares about me. You get a little bit of reciprocity there, and you build and nurture the relationship that way. It doesn't happen in one DM. It happens on the, you know, the 30th, 40th text, call, follow-up, where they start to feel very close to you and more than just a business relationship.
Okay, a couple good questions coming in. One was, how many broadcast channels can you have? I don't know if you guys know.
I think you can have more than one. I'm pretty sure you can. I don't know the max on it, but I think you can have more than one.
And then the next question is, any recommendations on first post in the broadcast channel before sending the invite link out? So you have some
concepts
in there, yeah.
Yeah, the one thing you should know is when you send out or when you create the channel, it sends out a link to all of your followers, like whether you like it or not, it sends it out to everyone, which sucks. And it doesn't, because when I did that, I had no, like, it was early on when this thing came out, then I created this channel and it sent out to everyone. I was like, my wife was like, what is that thing you just sent me? I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't send you anything. And then I go back and there was already 40 people, 40 realtors in my channel. I was like, whoa, this is cool. So it does that right away. So what I'd recommend doing is having at least 2 to 3 posts or content stuff ready to go. When you create the channel, you don't have the option to put it in there before you invite people, but you can just copy and paste it right away into your channel right when you send that out. That's what I would do.
And is there actually a link that you can share externally outside of Instagram to that broadcast channel?
Yeah. So you can copy the link in when you have the broadcast channel created. There's a little hub area where you can customize the theme, add an intro video, and copy the link. And what I do is I copy the link and I'll send it over text to a realtor if they're not part of it, or I'll send it over email in my Friday emails. I hyperlink it, join my broadcast channel.
Very cool. And of course, by the way, for the, you know, we use QR codes here. Very simple, easy thing to do. Is that a QR
That's
code
cool.
To your PowerPoint slide or your image, you know, something like that.
Can you remove followers from your broadcast?
No, you can't remove people. And the weird thing is you can't even see the followers itself. You can only see the follower count, but the way you can see who's in it is by posting some sort of interactive, or any post for that matter. If they react to it with any emoji or they like it, you can see who that person is. So if you go into my channel, you can see out of the 100 and something people that voted on that poll I did not too long ago, I have that list that I'm going to go back to. And every realtor that voted on those things, let's say you are a realtor that voted for social media on what you want to see in the channel, I'm going to be circling back and doing a one-to-one DM video saying, hey, I saw you voted for social media in the channel. Like, what is it specifically that you want help on? Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah, I actually, one of my most loyal real estate partners is someone who found me on Instagram, right? And I think watched videos and got to know me there. And so she's still, you know, a good friend, but it's just, yeah, there's so much value there and you don't realize it sometimes.
Well, it's like, you know, we've talked about before, and this is why I love this conversation. Travis had mentioned this early on when he joined our community and all the content he and James are putting out there, you know, and I don't want to go down the rabbit hole discussion about consumer direct and all that versus realtors, but Travis had previously obviously established that he had grew his referrals by being on Instagram and by putting the content out there. And so many people come to Instagram, for example, with the idea of like, I'm going to blow up my consumer direct. Maybe, right? But like, who's really on there? We know realtors are on there for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly how we used it, is just shift the script. You're still posting content for consumers, but in the lens of having it so it's shareable from a realtor's perspective, because that's the fastest way to scale it.
Yeah. So and it's funny because you'll see the channel numbers go up randomly with, like, some days I don't send out DMs. And I'll see like two people join. I'm like, oh, that's weird. You don't know who it is, but sometimes it could be like a realtor telling another realtor friend to join, or it could be a mortgage broker. You never know. But there's I'd say the people in my group are 90% are realtors. For me, it's funny because it's kind of coming full circle to the timing of me connecting with you, Jeff, is I want to at some point create some sort of like accountability group for realtors for social media. Something along those lines where I can invite those people into this bi-weekly call, or you guys know better than I do, but that's kind of like the way I want to veer it into, because I have this big list of people in there, but I haven't necessarily had a big call to action to it yet. So that's what I'm going to do with the broadcast channel. And Brandon, I know you have different approaches with what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm letting Tom kind of carry the strategy forth here on getting the realtors in, and then I'm building out more of that nurturing campaign for once they actively send the leads, and then doing more of a lead tracker sort of type email mindset piece to that, and that goes out every week and updates any leads that have come to our brokerage that way. So Tom's kind of getting them hooked in, and then once he has them, I'm really getting them addicted to our process.
Love it. Love it. Good stuff, guys. Hey, really appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah, our pleasure. Yeah, thanks no for problem. Having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Hey, got a question for you. Are you struggling to get engagement and referrals from real estate agents and feeling like you're constantly fighting for business in a crowded market? What if I told you there's a way to attract agents to provide unique value that helps them grow their business and generate referrals on demand, helping you become the dominant loan officer in your local market? Look, I was an originator for over 10 years. I understand the frustration of feeling like you're just another player in a sea of competitors, and you're struggling to stand out and get noticed by the agents that you want to attract and engage with? What if I told you there's a way to flip the script and position yourself as the go-to lender in your market, attracting agents, not chasing, not paying for leads, not cold calling, but actually generating referrals on demand? And the best part, you don't have to ever make a cold call or chase leads again. You don't have to work with weenie head agents if you don't want to. This is what we help originators do at the My Agent Classes membership. What do you get? You get exclusive access to our private community of like-minded loan officers where you can network, share best practices, get ongoing support to grow your business, and you get a turnkey platform that helps you build your personal brand that moves you from solicitor and vendor to partner and peer. You attract agents, you increase conversations, and you increase your referrals, all without chasing, without begging, playing the game, or paying for leads. You just by doing what you love to do, which is help other people solve problems. So how do you learn more? Go to mortgagemarketing.pro, book a call with me, and I'll take you through the library of done-for-you agent classes that you can use to just plug and play and follow our proven system of train the trainer. You don't have to be the subject matter expert. Think of yourself like the nightly news reporters just sharing the news. You also get access to our marketing automation platform that will attract, engage, and convert agents to referral partners for you. Scripts, checklists, downloads, automated email, SMS, text messages, done-for-you landing pages, and more. You also get our market maker content, which is the social media images to help you promote your class online. And again, every Friday, our Mortgage Marketing Mastermind call. You get access to top LOs, speakers, coaches, connect and collaborate with what's working right now in today's market to help you grow your business so you don't have to struggle and try and figure it out all on your own. Don't miss the opportunity to learn more about what's helping so many originators succeed in becoming the go-to lender in your local market. Book a call with me now, mortgagemarketing.pro. We'll see you on the other side.